Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings, listener dear, I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Matthew, and welcome to another exciting episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown.
Bring, 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 bring. And this was a real doozy, actually. We're having a lot of fun this year, being back live, being back in the Phoenix in London. And we had two fantastic guests for this one. And let me tell you, the evening flew by.
Yes, oh. It really did. It was great. It was the second of our tour, that we're doing at the Phoenix, two nights back to back, and we really hit our stride for this show.
When we say the evening flew by, you're probably looking at a 2 hour episode or something. I mean, like, they're always such a real treat. We never really want them to end, do we? Really,
we settle in.
Yeah, we had two fantastic guests. We had Rhys James and Fatah Al-Ghori. Always a real treat to be joined by pals. And it was a real treat. We've got some more live gigs coming up, haven't we?
We do indeed. Yeah, we've got plenty coming up. If you're listening to this on the day it comes out, then tonight we're going to be back at the Phoenix in Cavendish Square at 7:45 with Amy Gledhill and Darren Harriott. Again, two lovely chums. Should be a fun show. Come along if you can. Tickets from eventbrite.co.uk. And we're going to be at the Mac Comedy Festival on the Saturday and the Sunday at 11:45 a.m.
Gosh, morning records.
Yeah, early morning records.
Okay, an early morning recording Wales. There we go.
You're going to have to sort of calibrate yourself. I think, you know, but, you know, at a festival, 11:45, it's not that early in the morning, is it, you know?
Oh, it's going to feel like 4 a.m.
You can have a couple of drinks, is what I'm saying. You can have a couple of bevvies at 11. I think at a festival, you know, in Wales, a couple of drinks is fine. Two pints.
Pre-show?
Yeah, you can have two pints pre-show, can't you?
I'm loving it.
I mean, I'm talking to the audience more than I'm talking to us.
Oh, right. Okay.
I'm just saying, you can have your first pint with the show, but bring another one in because, you know, they're long records. But we're there on the Saturday and the Sunday of MacFest, which is, I think, the 30th of April and the 1st of May. So come on down, get your tickets from maccomedyfest.co.uk. There'll be a link in the show notes for where you can get your tickets. Two shows. We love them to both be sold out. It's such a fun festival. It's
the best.
It's a joy. If you haven't made plans to go there, you really should. There's something in the air in Mac that people just have nice shows. People just have nice gigs.
Yeah.
The audience are lovely. The acts love it, so they have a good time. You've got to come along.
It's a real festival atmosphere.
It's a festival atmosphere. Maybe because I start drinking at 11 a.m. That's why I enjoy it so much.
Feel a bit of pressure now for us to have good shows.
I said the acts in a very kind of like distancing ourselves from. I didn't say we have great shows. I said the acts. You know, the talent, the turns. So let's put no pressure on ourselves. The acts will be good.
Okay. Well, before we get to this episode, if you enjoy what we do, go along and join the Patreon. We stick a whole load of extra content out there. You get more bonus footage with our guests. We have like nice chats with them after the show and things like that. For £4 a month, you get an extra episode every week of us talking gubbins. So if you like what we do, then get along to the Patreon and hop on board our Patreon community.
Patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare.
So let's get into the episode. It's going to be great.
Tom, Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
What is it, you beautiful baby boy?
You are a beautiful baby boy, by the way, and happy days
happy
that we all live together.
These days are ours.
Share okay. them with me.
Oh, happy days. One of you two, though, now listen, it's not all love and light here in our flat at the moment.
It is.
One of you two has got to do the
The classic household chore. One of you two has got to draw the curtains.
Oh!
Yes, you've got to!
Fuck,
oh, you can't.
Too long. You are a cunt, actually.
Too long, we've had light streaming in day and night. Oh. Tom, what about you?
Well, it's not going to be me. It's not going to be me, and I'll tell you why. I had a bad experience with curtains when I was in a production of Joseph and His Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat several years ago. Right. And it was a strange cast, because in the cast was Tina Turner's husband. Do you remember him? He was a rotter. You remember Drew Barrymore, of course. She was in the cast.
Yeah.
Nicola Sturgeon, Scotland's premier.
Yeah.
And Pingu was in the cast as well. We had a good run. It went well. We were on tour. And on the last night, I thought, I'll buy them all presents to say thank you for being good cast members. So I bought Ike Turner a couple of neckties, you know, for him to wear around his neck.
Of course.
I bought Drew Barrymore a nice container of orange juice. I ordered Nicola Sturgeon a pizza with two different types of cheese on it.
Oh. I'd love it if there was no punchline to it.
And for my penguin friend, I ordered a little, just a singular, the eye of a fish, because that's what penguins eat.
Just the eye of a fish.
Now,
yeah.
Let me tell you, my presents, they had a mixed response, because I clothed my ties. Drew liked my carton. Two cheese for sturgeon. One eye for Pingu.
What a journey and what a destination.
Yeah. May I just say, actually, Parry, thank you.
Ben, what about you?
Well, I'm obviously very jealous of the curtains, Matthew, because you always draw them, but you never draw me like one of your French
kids. It's true. Well, let's see if we can rectify that.
We used to have a sketch which involved a painting of Ben with a huge naked erection. And
naked erection?
A naked erection.
Have you got a naked erection at the moment?
So Ben like painted him, and you painted it yourself, didn't
you? Yeah, I did, yeah.
But then one time we left it behind a venue and Ben had to go and collect it and ask for a painting of himself with a naked erection.
Do you know where that is now? It's under my old house.
So when I was the way you announced that, I was like, you were going to say it's in the loo.
it's in the basement of the house I used to live in. I just couldn't take all of our props, but I thought I'll leave a few of them just in the box, and then I'll put the picture on top so they get a real treat. So I'm waiting for a text from the person who now lives in the house to go, what's going on with that?
When they find that painting, that erection will have aged terribly. Clark is forever young. Forever young is naked erection.
That's like an original dick pic, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's old where it originated school. From.
That's how we used to do it in 2007.
Well, let's not forget what we're here to do, guys. We're here to draw the curtains. There's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a
flash and
slam down.
We're in a flat.
Flash and slam down.
We're sharing with our mates.
Flash and slam down.
Someone
did
a slam down.
Flash and slam down.
Hello and welcome to Flatshare Slam Down, the panel show that says, when your day is long and the night is yours alone. When you're sure you've had enough of this life, well, hang on. Don't let yourself go. Because everybody cries. Everybody curtains sometimes. I'm Lawson Adler, Matthew Crosby. Let's play some attention to the men behind the curtain. It's Tom Parry and Benedict Clark. You can't open the curtains on your own. Who'll be tugging the drawstring this week, Ben?
I bought my sworn enemy, Rhys James.
Rhys James is here. Rhys, welcome to the show. Now, normally we talk about what kind of a flatmate you are, but you've actually got an axe to grind. When I said you were on,
you are sworn enemies, aren't you?
You are actually sworn enemies. When I said you're on Clarkie's team, there's real rivalry between the two.
I've looked at that face on a Zoom every week. Between the hours of sort of 7 p.m. and 4 a.m. on
he's
Tuesdays.
He's been looking at my naked erection. Yeah,
exactly. He paid for his only fans here, yeah.
My remote painting class. Every week I hope for a new model. Every week he turned up. We play poker against each other and some other comedians every week.
Yeah.
Clarky's a very frustrating poker player to play against.
Yeah.
Why is that?
He's topless.
It does actually happen a lot.
And he's always, he wins one hand, he takes his top.
It's how he goes all in, isn't it?
Yeah, it's his tell.
Oh.
That's why you're losing so much. So what is it about Clarky that, because obviously I've been working with him for years now, so I know all the things that annoy me about him.
But he doesn't actually, to play against, he doesn't actually grumble against. Clarky plays poker like a sort of altruistic billionaire. Desperately
throwing money away.
Trying to subtly siphon money off to other comics wherever possible.
He supports live comedy. He loves it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. Tom, who have you brought with you this week?
Well, listen, Matthew, the Jamboree's in danger.
No.
Yes.
No.
We've been serving chicken nuggets and they've not halal. So I've had to bring in an expert on the topic. It's Fatah Al-Ghori.
Thank you for coming on the show. What kind of a flatmate are you?
I'm a bastard.
No further questions. Now go on. Why are you a bastard? How are you a bastard?
Because I like everything has to be clean. I don't like fucking noise. If you start making noise, I'll stab you in the eye. Like, I don't
okay.
Like
arguably, they make more noise if you stab them in the eye.
And then when I go toilet, I have a little bee day. So that's, you know, and then I do a poo and then I wash my bum. Then I go back to my bedroom.
Okay. So I feel like you've answered two questions there, one which I didn't ask.
What's your nighttime routine?
Yeah, that was me, whoever that guy was.
Sorry, of course, yeah.
That was a callback, but you just fucked it up.
Well, listen, I'll tell you why. It's because none of that's going to be in the podcast.
Although, also, I should point out the chicken nugget stuff too, Tom.
No, but I knew that. It stands alone.
It does stand alone. Well, it's great to have you both on the show. We've met our guests. Let's find out if the curtain matches the carpets as we play... Sorry. No, Tom, go on. It's very important that you host the show.
Oh, I dream of this.
Go
bit.
On, yeah, go on.
Do you genuinely B-Day?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay. As we play round one.
The neighbours suddenly appeared and looked in as they kneeled. I just want the curtains to be closed by you. Why am I getting stared at by that guy as I try to eat a pie? I just want the curtains to be closed by you.
Gorgeous work. Really beautiful. You really hit that note.
All
the other ones were totally fucked, but you hit that one.
Just that one. Bring it on.
This round is called the Settlers of Curtain. I'm going to give each... I'm never going to say the title again and don't overthink it. I'm going to give each contestant the name of a famous TV show. They have to communicate that title to their teammate using up to 5 sounds. These sounds cannot be words, nor can they be the theme tune. We're talking noises we're after here. After each noise our player makes, the teammate can make a guess. If you guess it after one, you get 5 points and then down from there. Okay, that is how it works. Right, Reese, you are up first. Here is your TV show. Ben, you're guessing. So, Ben, if you would like to put on the eye mask, it's a face mask, but, you know, stick it over your eyes.
Okay.
So that should hopefully heighten... hopefully heighten your sense of hearing.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you guys want to wear these as well? Because you could.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I've only just realised. I can see a 5G chip in this.
You can wear that as well so that you can't see what the actual answer is.
My ears are covered.
I'll top it all on for you.
I can't believe I'm not seeing this.
I had a peek and it's good stuff.
Yeah. Now, so for the listeners at home and our audience here tonight, but obviously not for Ben, here is what Reese will be trying to communicate using only noises.
The Apprentice.
Okay,
is that
guys.
The first noise?
No, no more. No more noises, guys. Reese, your first noise. This is for 5 points.
No words allowed.
No words allowed. Okay. No.
And is it a noise at a time?
Yeah.
You can't do. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. One noise and then a guess at the end of each. But you're not guessing first, Tom. Let Ben.
Is it? And I never thought I'd ask this. Unlimited syllables.
Within the noise. Yeah.
Okay. Has it got to be one continuous noise?
I'll judge that case by case, I think. Okay. I thought this was already quite a complicated game. Thank you both for making it more complicated. Here we go.
Also, can I just ask, why is it called Settlers of Curtin?
I'll tell you now. So it's settlers, because you sit on the settee.
Oh, yeah.
To watch the telly.
Yeah.
And curtain, because curtain is the theme, and you've got to draw the curtain so that the sun doesn't shine on the telly.
It's really strong.
It's a strong title.
It's really strong.
Pretty strong.
I'm not allowed anything theme tune wise.
No theme. You can't sing the theme tune, and you can't say
any music.
No music. No. It's going to be noises. Sounds we're looking
top
for.
Top of the pops, though.
You can say the title out loud. That's fine.
Okay.
A loophole I hadn't thought of.
You ready?
Yeah, ready for the first sound.
This is awful. Ooh.
That was two noises.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, unlimited syllables, I thought. Oh, it had to be a continuous noise.
I feel like.
Take the all and forget what the other bit.
Okay, so it starts with.
Is that his first two noises?
I think it might be his first two noises, yeah. So if you can guess it, that's 4 points.
You knew that was two noises, Reese James.
All right, listen, okay? Any idea, Clarky?
This
you
is
make
why
a
you're
guess?
Such a tough poker player, isn't it?
One foot in the grave.
It's not one foot.
That first noise is the foot going in.
Ooh.
The second noise is them realising it's in a grave.
I can't wait for, I don't!
Okay, your third noise for 3 points.
Brum brum.
That's allowed, surely.
I'm going to accept
that's the same noise twice.
Yeah. I'm going to accept that. Yeah. So. He's not saying broom.
Not
broom.
Broom.
Yeah, he's saying brum brum. Yeah.
And it's set in Birmingham.
Any ideas, Clarkie?
Top Gear?
It's not Top Gear. No.
I've not got a fourth.
That can't be it.
I think it's fairly clear. I didn't have the first three noises. All I've got is the theme tune in my head.
You can't do the theme tune.
Do all three of them together, please.
Ooh. Brum brum.
Okay, let's have another
you really
noise.
Did it like?
What have you got? I can say that was the best one yet. Yeah.
Is it Clarkson's Farm?
No, it's not Clarkson's Farm, Clarky.
You really do a brum brum like it's Clarkson, don't you?
Brum brum.
Oh, Fatterhead knows it. Can we buzz in?
No, let's we'll have one more noise. Okay, so hang on to that, Fatter. If Clarky can't get after one more noise, then it's all yours. Here we go.
Is this good for you? Because it's really fun to play.
Yeah.
One more noise.
You should all stick a mask over your eyes. You'll have a great time.
One more noise here from Reese.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know if we can allow. Oh, yes.
Oh, because it's a word.
It's okay. very much a word.
Yeah. He knows.
You know yes is a word.
He knows yes is a word.
Oh! Okay. That's his... Oh. Let yes be stricken from the records.
Yeah. You didn't hear the yes. Not that I'm convinced it helped.
No. It's live at Jonglers, hosted by Rick Wakeman.
The audience really reacted there like that was the final piece of the puzzle.
Yeah. I think noise number four was the final piece of the puzzle, really. But I think well, that's where Fatima's got it. So yeah.
That's right. It's all our favourite show, Afterlife. Thanks for playing.
Clarky.
Is it the Fast and the Furious?
It is not the Fast and the Furious. Any idea at all?
That TV show.
It's not a TV show.
Famous TV show.
Not, any idea? Fatima, what do you think?
Can I take this off and we're not allowed?
You can take it off if you like.
Okay, I'll leave it on because I don't want to. I don't want to. No, because I know you bastards will say I cheated, innit?
No.
Leave it on. I think it's the NHS bus. You know the one that they said? We are free. The £3 million one, is that one?
I remember the bus. It wasn't exactly a TV show, though, was it?
Oh, shit. Sorry, I'm...
Also, what's the oh yes at the end?
That's when they finally gave us the money. They've already given it.
Like, sorry, I didn't realise. I thought it was just a thing.
Well, it is a thing, but it's a TV show.
Can I have another guess?
Yeah, if you can get the TV show
right,
now, yeah.
Is it EastEnders, Phil Mitchell in the garage?
It's not. And you said that like it was Cluedo or something. EastEnders in the garage with a very red face.
Give us all five noises, okay, just one more time.
All of them together.
Can you remember them?
I'll do my best. So it was... It was.
Room, room. What a stupid one to do
that. And then it was. Hey,
hey! Is it Antiques Roadshow?
It's not.
It's not a million miles away. I'm not sure.
How about this?
Yeah.
Prime Minister's Question Time. It's not Prime Minister's Question Time.
Is it that guy that, you know, what's the brown, like? Okay, that.
Yeah. It's a brown guy.
Is it the one that looks like a leather. He looks like he's leather.
It is the guy who looks like he's leather, yeah.
Yeah, the guy.
Bargain Hunt!
Yeah!
No. Different guy looks like he's leather. I'm going to tell you now, it was The Apprentice, of course, The Apprentice. The Apprentice.
Imagine if we took our masks off and everyone had left.
Okay, next up. Next
hold
up,
hands up there.
Fatty Hat, it's you. Yeah, that okay. was
dog shit.
That was bad stuff.
Talk us through each noise quickly.
Would rather not. Okay. This isn't The Apprentice, Barry. All right, I don't have to explain myself.
Can I just say I do have, because I do wear a mask. I just wanted to say.
So. No.
I do have the things that go around like that.
No one's accusing
you of
being
anti-masker.
That's
fast. Well, they fucking better not be, because I'm rough. And bring prison.
Listen, you can go mask off for this one. Parry the mask over your eyes, please.
Right.
Now, Tom is guessing. So, here now is Fatiha's show. Okay?
Game of Thrones.
Okay. Oh. Never heard of it. Okay.
It's one off the telly, yeah. It's one off the telly. Okay, Fatiha, first noise for 5 points.
Can I just say I've never seen it? Okay, so it's going to be
no
really
No more
hard.
Clues.
Okay. Sorry.
The Apprentice. Okay.
I'll tell you now, it's not a vehicle, right? It's a vehicle for actors, but it's not a big bus with writing on the side, all right?
I just said Jesus, by the way.
Yeah, that's not
that's
one of the
clues. No, I was just praying. Okay. Wrong religion, but okay. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Good. That's good. It's a good start. You enjoyed that, Parry?
Yeah, gave me the right creeps. Okay.
Okay, you've written something down. You've got a mask on, mate. Write as much as you like, you've got a mask over your eyes. And also, you wrote it on Fatty's hand. You didn't realise that, did you? Please watch what you're doing. Okay, Tom, any idea for 5 points?
I was going to say ghosts.
It's not ghosts. For 4 points here, the second noise.
Ah!
What noise is it?
I've seen that.
Can I have them together, please?
I can't remember what I did. Hold on.
Spring Watch?
You're sort of close,
it's
but
really
I won't tell you
hard.
How you're sort
it's
of close.
It's really hard to play.
Yeah. Next sound, 3 for 3 here.
Intense program, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it is, yeah.
There's a lot going on.
It certainly is, mate.
Hit me with all three, please.
Okay. Ah!
not going to lie to you. I'm not really on board with the third one. I'm not entirely sure what the third one was, but you know, it paints a picture, doesn't it? It's a tapestry. Any closer, Tom? Any ideas?
Match of the day.
It's not match of the day. 4 for 2 points here.
For that first noise, Watford have equalised. Oh! Hit the post. Wolves win. Yay! Okay, let's do this.
Fourth one.
Fourth one.
Oh yeah.
Fourth one.
Shit! Hold on.
Maybe.
Can I say ding dong?
You said it. I'm going to allow ding dong, of course. If we allow brum brum, we allow ding dong.
Okay.
They're the rules. Okay. So we play.
Any idea after you heard ding dong? Are you falling asleep? Parry. Any idea what
you're Noel's house party?
It's not Noel's house party. Would make sense. Neil Morrissey coming around in Sammy the Shammy. Yeah. No, it's not Noel's house party. Final noise for 1 point here.
Hyah!
Good, okay. Yeah, loved Hyah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, all together, please.
What do you mean, everyone in the room?
So, ding dong. Hyah!
Good, it's really good, guys, yeah. Really impressive work from Fatiha.
But I've never seen it, you know.
I think that was... we've all basically seen it now. Yes. Go on, Tom. Consult your notes and tell us. tell us what you're thinking at the end of that.
Final answer, call the midwife.
No, I'm afraid not. Any ideas from the other team?
Several. The Junior Apprentice? Midsummer Murders?
Is not the correct answer. Clarkey?
I forgot we were going to get asked.
What did you think the mask was for?
You switched off for a while, have you?
Yeah, I did. It's quite soothing.
Fair enough. It was, of course, Game of Thrones! Oh, Game of Thrones, of course it was!
Okay.
Does it make sense now?
What was the doorbell?
The doorbell was the queen. I didn't know how to do it, because I was thinking Big Ben, innit?
That scene in Game of Thrones. Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people don't know this fact, but Big Ben is actually the name of the queen. Not the tower.
Dragons were in there, weren't they?
Yeah, but I did. Yeah, that's the.
Oh, I thought that was a dead person.
There's dead people in it.
Famously
as well,
so silent, yeah. The dead people.
And was a call to war.
Great.
Yeah, nice.
That's how just my mum calls me when she's.
Now it's.
Do we get points for the effort?
No. Now it's. I remember this from last time. I think there's going to be a no.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think.
Round.
Can we get some points off the board?
Maybe we'll see. We'll see what happens. Okay, so it's Clarkie's turn now. So everybody else, mask up, especially Reese.
I'm gonna fucking nail this.
Here,
come on.
Mask on, everybody. Here's the show that Reese is trying to guess.
Call the midwife.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, first noise, please, Ben Clark.
Bring, bring. Game of Thrones.
There was instantly a what from the crowd.
Okay, that's a 5 points.
Deal or no deal.
It's a good guess, but it's not correct, I'm afraid.
Oh God.
Second noise for 4 points.
Right. Okay. Surely. It's the Junior Apprentice. Is it Call the Midwife?
It's Call the Midwife! Tom, Your wish has been granted. We've got some points. Sadly, not to your team.
Come on then.
Tom, yep. Your turn. Everybody else, masks on. Here is what Fataha is trying to guess.
Love Island.
Okay. All right, Tom, your first noise, please.
Oh.
Can I guess?
You can guess, yeah.
Is it Naked Attraction?
Oh! No, it's not Naked Attraction.
Is it close?
Well, yeah, let's find out.
Extra sound.
When we hear another noise.
Can I do one then two?
You can do one then two, of course you can, mate.
Carriage MC style.
Can I get a rewind on that, Tom?
Oh, her.
Hey. I ain't got a clue.
Okay.
You remember that, of course. Oh, her. Good God, what is it?
Is it the
for?
Gladiators? Is it the Gladiators?
It's not the Gladiators. No, okay, it's not okay. The Gladiators. Okay, but.
Oh, her. Oh, that wasn't good. That wasn't good.
Tom.
I'd want that one back.
Tom, is there any chance just for the edit you can give us that again but make a difference?
We've got
No, can't do it differently.
Okay.
Apparently.
Okay.
Is it Cobra Kai?
Okay, so, oh, huh, oh, mwah, ah.
Okay, I think that's your five noises now, isn't it? That's your five noises. Fataha, any idea what TV show Tom was trying to communicate to you through those noises?
Is it First Dates?
Oh. It's not First Dates. One more bite of the cherry and then we're throwing it over to the other team. Oh.
It's close because you lot are ooing, so
yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
So it must be a dating show. Hold on. I do watch. Thank you. I do watch it. Is it Dating in the Dark?
It's not Dating in the Dark. No. Any ideas on the other team?
Yes, I reckon it's Love Island.
It's Love Island.
That's why there was a seagull.
Yeah.
What was that?
Oh, it was a seagull!
It was a seagull.
It was a seagull. Can we hear your seagull again?
Oh, I'm relieved about that.
I'll watch Love Island like religiously.
It's a good show, man. Yeah. It's a great show.
I'm very disappointed.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, it wasn't entirely your fault there.
Did it sound a bit like Love Island?
No.
So that should be your merch, Barry. That's why there was a seagull.
So, producer Emma, at the end of that round, what are the scores using noises only and words and numbers?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Tom and Fatia, 0.
Oh, no.
In Arabic, that means 100.
Minus, then. Ben and Reese, 5.
5 points. So Ben and Reese are in the lead. But it's not yet curtains for Tom and Fato. There's still everything to play for when we return in part two. See you after the break. Curtain down.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
It is curtain up on part two of Flash Air Slam Down!
Flash Air Slam Down!
Before the break, Ben and Reese were in the lead. That hasn't changed, but it might. What? After round two, it's Flat Games!
Yay! Let's play together. Games! Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there. Lose your toe. Games! If you lose, you get nothing. Games! If you win, you get gold.
Indeed.
Go, you can say what you like about pandemics, but they've done wonders for sing-alongs, haven't they? Used to be silent, that did, before the old pando. Yeah.
People love it now.
Thank you, COVID.
Spreading around all those little water particles. Let's do it. So, it's flat games. Yes, keep... No, 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 by all means. Go on. No, sorry, Tom. Sorry, I talked over you there. So it's Flat Games, and this week we are playing our version of backgammon, which we're calling backgammon. All right. I'm gonna give each player a lyric from a classic boy band. It's called backgammon. All right. I'm gonna give each player a lyric.
Sorry, can I just get up one more time?
Backgammon. All right.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, I've got whiplash now, guys, so you're going to have to start asking me to sing that.
I'm not sure it's been that good for sing-alongs.
So I'm going to give each player a lyric from a classic boy band. They have to give us three lyrics back. One real and two they've made up on the spot. It's up to their opposing team. Oh, it's right, guys. It's up to their opposing team to work out which one is an authentic, sexually unthreatening pop masterpiece. If you guess correctly, you get the point. If you guess incorrectly, the point goes to the lyrically blessed. Ben, we'll start with you.
So never
Ben,
start with me.
Here we go.
Feel free to chat away, guys.
No more thinking time, Ben.
Me and Clarky used to have a boy band thing that we used to do.
Oh,
with
yeah.
Our three mates. We were called Random Guy.
Oh yeah.
And we'd kind of pose in like photos as boy bands.
Yeah.
And kind of we each had a boy band persona. So like mine was like the
bald guy.
Shy. No, this was back in the day.
Oh, it was back in the day when I wasn't born bald.
I was born bald. Yeah, no, I take that back. I was born bald. But there was a period
there
where
was
I was
a period.
Born bald.
You were a lady killer, man. You look great.
Back in the day, and I had kind of, you know, so my thing was like hands in the pockets, a bit shy, looking away from camera.
Were you like the Jason Orange?
Yeah, I was like that kind of guy.
I like Jason Orange. He's my favourite.
Well, now you just look like an orange.
Clarky, what was your thing?
Stop biting time. You're being too kind to him.
My thing was just like one.
All in.
Just being like so, super sexy.
Oh, you were the sexy one.
Yeah, yeah.
You were the Howard Donald.
Oh, okay.
So, Tom and Fatty, listen closely. Ben's lyric is going to come from the band NSYNC with their song Digital Get Down.
Can I just say you're finished, because I went to see them about 25 times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're finished.
Pressure's
on. If it's Backstreet Boys or NSYNC, you're finished.
Well, it is, mate. It's NSYNC. It's Digital Get Down. Do you know the song Digital Get Down?
No.
Pick one of their biggies.
That is a shame.
Yeah, sorry about that. But anyway,
B-sides. You didn't listen to the B-sides.
It could have been a... Okay, Digital Get Down. Now, Clarky.
Yeah.
Give us some lyrics. Now, remember, one of these is absolutely real. The other two are from Clarky himself. So, Clarky, in any order.
Okay.
I'll start with the real one.
He's pokering us. He's doing his poker thing. Keep that top on. Don't keep that top on, you sexy beast.
I lose my mind just when you're speaking. I see you on the screen. I get to freaking.
He read that far too well for it to be written down.
He's a bad cold reader. What do we know about Clarky?
Yeah. That was fluent. No way that's written down.
Okay.
Is that all three of them, or is that just one?
That's just one.
That's a lot, man. What's this?
It's a lot, yeah.
Why
okay.
is it?
It's a lot.
It's a good point. Lots of people.
Sorry, what was it again?
I'm not sure you can do that.
No further questions.
I tell you what. You can ask to hear one of them once. All right.
Yeah. I just did.
One of them, and that's the one you're going for. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Clarky. If you. Tom, tell me a bit more about Random Guy for a second.
Some men are born bald.
No. I got it. I lose my mind just when you're speaking. I see you on the screen. I get to freaking.
He gets to freaking. All right. Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Well,
all right.
Well played.
One more and then another one.
I love to see you, girl. The way you move. Check out my hips. Oh yeah, they're smooth.
Did NSYNC have smooth hips?
And did they have them in a digital way?
Were they digitally smooth?
Yeah. Such tiny pixels on these hips.
No.
Okay.
Look at this girl.
Sorry.
Watch me work it. Work it, work it. Watch out now. Don't get too close. You'll hurt it. Hurt it, hurt it.
We all thought he was going to rhyme with jerk it, didn't we? We all thought he was. Fire up Zoom and let's all jerk it. Okay, so we've got the smooth hips, we've got the work it, and we've got the getting freaky on the screen. Which one of those?
The expert here.
Which one of those? Screen, because it's digital, isn't it? It's got digital in the title.
Is that what he wants us to think, though? You've got to get inside the mind of a master poker player.
Well, no. From playing poker with Clarky, he would not be aware of any of this.
I'm tempted to go.
Raise!
You think your first one, yeah?
Is that the
one with the screen?
Digital one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the digital one.
Digital.
I would look into his eyes, but his hair's in the way.
We're going to go.
Owen.
Yeah, we're not going to mess around here.
Yeah, let's go digital. All right?
Clarky, can you reveal the correct...
We're going to go number one.
The correct lyric, please.
The correct lyric was...
Excuse me? Take it off.
Are you reading that?
You were doing so well, man. Anyway, you were right. You've got the point. You've got the point. It is, I lose my mind when you get to speak in. I see you on the screen, I get to freak in.
Yes.
It was.
So, yeah.
Well done. Well, very well done, Fatter. Now.
It's such an early noughties song title, isn't it? Digital Get Down.
Oh, yeah.
It's not aged well.
Y2K grind.
So, here we go. Fatter, this is for you. Now,
I spelled my name wrong. That's out of order. No, I'm joking. Told you I was a bastard.
Yeah, you are, mate. You are. This is from Backstreet Boys. Another one of your faves, right?
Yeah.
And this is, if you want to be a good girl, brackets, get yourself a bad boy, close brackets. Okay.
Good girl, get yourself a bad
what
boy.
What was your...
If you want to be a good girl, get yourself a bad boy. That's what they're saying.
I've never heard this song, you know.
No?
I used to go and see them a lot. But I used to have to tell my mum I was going to see Mariah Carey, otherwise she'd get mad. That's what happens when you're Muslim and Arab, innit? You just have to change all the things you're going to do. If you're going to see a boyfriend, you go, I'm going to see a girlfriend. Do you know what I mean?
They're cool with that, are they?
No. No, if it's, I used to have to say things like, I'm going Quran. That's what I say. That's where she thinks I am now, but anyway.
Mariah Karani.
Okay. All right, so this is from, if you want to be a good girl, get yourself a bad boy. All right?
Okay.
It's a great song title.
Have a little listen to these lyrics, guys, and see if you can work out which is which.
Tell me why. Ain't nothing. Why are you laughing? It's a real one.
They had certain leitmotif they used over and over again, didn't they? Yeah.
They were the first boy band with a catchphrase.
Listen, yeah. I'm trying to make it easy for you, so be grateful. Yeah. tell me why ain't nothing but a heartache. Is that enough or do you want more?
Well, as much as is written down.
Oh.
So, that's sort of how the game works. Listen, you are allowed to make these up, you know. You don't have to just draw from your vast knowledge of other Backstreet Boys songs. You can make
I
up.
Am not doing that. How dare you?
Sorry. My apologies.
Please do that.
My apologies.
Right, so tell me why ain't nothing but a heartache.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I'm trying to read this. English is not my first language.
No, I know,
you prick.
Of course.
That's a lie. I was born in Hackney. Here we go.
I got it. You got it.
If you really like it hot, which I do, by the way.
Of course.
If you really like it hot, get someone who hits
a spot.
Shut up! Don't make me go Peggy Mitchell. Get out of my pub!
It's like, this is karaoke now. Is everyone's joining in?
Okay, let me just go back to the line. You lot are really disrupting me here, you know. Okay.
Sorry. So we've got...
If you really like it hot, get someone who hits the spot. Honey, oh yeah.
Yeah. Honey, oh yeah. Okay.
Honey, oh yeah.
Okay.
And the third and final.
Okay, the third and lyric. Final one is.
Are any of them written now?
I got the final
you
one.
Just hand her a blank envelope, man. This is cruel.
Right. Be a good girl. Get yourself a bad boy. Oh yeah.
Well, just remind me of the song title again.
It was of course, if you want to be a good girl, get yourself a bad boy. Okay.
Thank you.
Now it's up to you to decide whether or not I would put the phrase that's in the title as one of the lyrics.
Those famous bluffs.
Or is it, yeah.
What
so,
are you thinking, Clarky?
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking all in number two. Yeah.
Agree.
Fatih, put us out of our misery and tell us, what is the real lyric?
Which one did you say? You said two, which is what? What was it? You got
it. It was the one that was written on the paper in front of you.
Right, so the real one is, if you really like it hot, get someone who hits the spot. Honey, oh yeah.
Honey, oh yes. Okay.
How did you guess it was that one?
Because
they shouted out, oh yeah.
No. Yeah, let's blame them. Let's blame them.
Okay, so Rhys, you are up next. Here we go. Now, I'd like you to favour us with some lyrics from Fives, confusingly titled Party Line 555 Online. If you want a point of its time. The song's called Party Line 555 Online by Five. Okay? Now, three lyrics. Now, Fatih and Tom, you're going to try and guess which one is the real lyric. Rhys, can we hear the first lyric, please?
Sure. No bugging, baby. You gotta be mine. Time to log in, lady, and get online.
That's good. He's good. This is why he wins the poker.
Okay. Next one.
Coffee.
This is an impossible task.
It's hard. Certainly hard, yeah. But you're doing very well. You can read.
I don't want to hear no bitching. Can't stand the heat. Get out the kitchen.
Surely not.
Sorry.
You ready?
Oh, yeah. Born ready, baby.
Now, Michelle got the body. Julia got the back. Lisa got the energy to help me stay on track.
Boy, oh boy. A menage a eight.
Okay.
Does anyone in the audience know the answer? I know they're not supposed to say sorry. They're never going to have me back again now.
Did you just?
this is the question, right?
Did you just do the members of S Club 7 in 5?
Shut up, Ben. It's called a bluff. I knew you didn't know how to do that.
Yeah, because if it's the third one, then that's kind of. That's along the lines of Mambo Number 5, isn't it?
Was this then?
You said the band 5.
But they did used to do shit like that in them days. Name girls from different whatever. This one, is all bollocks. I'm gonna go home.
Fata, where do you stand? 1 or 3? We're getting rid of 2, right? It's not bitching in the kitchen.
No, it's definitely not.
Surely not bitching in the kitchen.
So what was
the... I think it's 3.
So you think it's the list of names? It was, yeah. One to do with... there was bitching in the kitchen. What was the first one again? Remind us of the general theme of the first one.
I think we're going to go with...
Do you think?
I think we're going to go with 3.
Yeah.
I think we're going to go with 3.
He's BDI, say 3.
I think, yeah.
You know what? I wonder when they'd come up. I genuinely don't think I've ever done anything in my professional life with someone that's going these fucking beady eyes. And the band is BDI, and the lyrics are. What are you going for?
We're going 3, final answer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Reese?
The correct one was now Michelle got the body, Julie got the back, Lisa got the energy.
Oh, we got it.
Ooh la la. That was well played. Was
really well played.
That was really well
really
played.
Really well played. You've got a future in a boy band. You really have. So finally, Tom, let's take things back to our childhood with the self-titled New Kids on the Block by New Kids on the Block.
Oh,
okay?
Love New Kids on the Block.
Ready to hang tough?
Yes.
Let's do it.
New Kids on the Block by New Kids on the Block.
What was your favourite boy band?
New Kids on the Block, hanging tough.
Sorry, I was just trying to give you a bit of...
Okay. New Kids on the Block by New Kids on the Block. Okay. Okay. We never talk trash because we're on the clock.
Okay.
Yeah. We never talk trash because we're on the clock.
Professional.
Just don't know where this is going. That's the...
Ain't no good being an old kid.
You can stop there. You can
famously
stop
there. Those old kids.
Finally, we can have a snappier title for them.
We never talk trash because we're on the clock. Ain't no good being an old kid when you're on our block. Okay.
All right.
We never talk trash.
Oh, hold on.
We never talk trash, and that's the truth.
You know, fatal error there. Try and think of a way to get sock in there somehow, Barry.
We never talk trash, and that's the truth. We're the new kids on this block.
You better hope they drink vermouth.
We never talk trash, ain't that the truth? We're the new kids on this block, and we've got the proof.
Suck it!
is that on the sheet as well?
Oh, Donny Wahlberg from the back.
Yeah.
We never talk trash. Our rhymes are clean.
Is there fourth member Charlie Sheen?
We never talk trash. Our rhymes are clean. Our rhymes are never vague, and we say nothing obscene.
Okay. So,
I mean, it's the weakest one, but yeah. It could. Why do you think it's the one that goes, we never talk trash?
It's the never talk trash one, yeah. Well, we've established one thing. We know that they never talk trash, but is it the truth proof or the... I mean, I can't remember. But anyway, which one
we
is it?
We never talk trash and we're on the clock.
Oh, it's block.
And we're on the clock and block.
Block, clock.
Truth and proof.
Truth, proof.
Truth and proof.
Clean and obscene. Yeah.
Clean and obscene, of course it was. Of course it was. Right.
Thing is...
So...
Yeah, go on.
You know, halfway through the second one, I was out.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, he's doing a bit.
He's doing a bit.
He's doing a bit. But then the third one...
He's not pulling proof out of nowhere.
Third one, he's doing another bit. And the third one does relate to the title.
What was that again? Just about being lovely lads who don't swear.
The title is New Kids on the Block by New Kids on the Block.
What do you think the title was?
Question answered.
Absolutely no effing and jeffing, please.
No, I mean the third line was, we never say anything obscene was the third line.
Oh, right, okay, sorry, yeah, so it does...
We never... I didn't think
we
it
never
was.
Say anything obscene.
Mark okay. says I can't say
give me the third. Oh, I can request one. Can I have the third one again, please? Nice and...
Oh. He's supposed to be your friend, you know. That's a liberty. Can I just say? Liberties, bro. That's what I'm saying. Shall I say it again so you can think about it? Shall I cause a scene? I can do that. If I take my hijab off, they'll all just cry. And then you can just quickly go and listen to the song again.
We never talk trash. Our rhymes are clean. Our rhymes are never vague. And we say nothing obscene.
Okay. All right.
Shut it.
And the first one was, we never talk trash because we're on the clock. Ain't no good being an old kid when you're on our block.
Okay. He's done you a lot of favours there, Clarky.
Yes.
Any idea? Any closer?
It's good.
He's good. He's good at the game.
But now three is.
I think it's three.
Three's sticking out on it.
Do you think it's three?
We never talk truth.
Well, that ain't it.
We never talk trash. Ain't that the truth?
Well, you tell
me.
With
the new kids on this block, and we've got the proof.
Would they say with the new kids on this block? When they've so clearly branded themselves slightly differently. Sorry, we're the new kids on that block, so fuck you. That's how the beef began.
Yeah.
Second album was a new block.
Yeah. Right, go on then. What's it going to be?
I think it's the third.
Let's go for it, yeah.
I think three.
Parry.
Yeah, it's number three. Yeah. Yeah.
It was number three. In fact, the lyrics continue. We never talk trash, but our rhymes are clean. Our rhymes are never vague. We say nothing obscene. So any sucker MCs who want to battle us, can you go at least 20 lines without a cuss?
Oh, fucking right.
Yeah. So that was, they were sort of selling themselves on the fact that they were a nice, nice, clean boy. So producer Emma, quit playing games with my heart and tell us the scores at the end of that round and please do it without a cuss, for fuck's sake.
There were no points in that round.
There've got to be some points, surely. Surely people who got it right can get points, don't they? Wishful thinking that you're going to stay at zero for the entire show, but I believe some people did score some points because some people got the correct answers. I'm not that stingy with the points.
I am.
No.
Go on.
So, Tom and Fatia, 2.
2 points.
Ben and Reese. 7.
7 points. So, from Mackey Boys to Beefy Bros, it's Beef Brothers.
Yeah, a problem. Don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panelists to sort out a flatshare-based beef. And today's one comes from Matt, who is in the audience. Matt, are you there?
Hiya.
Hi, Matt. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you so much. Matt, gorgeous manners on the boy. Gorgeous manners. Now, Matt writes, I am fun employed. My girlfriend wakes up for work at 7:30. Rather than get up silently, she insists on having a conversation with me every morning. That is the beef. Ben and Reese, you're on the side of Matt. Tom and Fatiha, you are on the side of the partner who gets up for a proper job. But before all of that, let's have a cross-examination. Any questions? Matt, can I just ask, is your partner here?
Yeah, she's here.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Are you willing to chat as well?
I am.
Oh, you know she's willing to chat.
Oh, yeah.
Crack of dawn.
The prosecution rest.
Crack of dawn.
What's your name, please?
Alice.
Alice, okay, so we've got Alice and Matt. Any questions? We'll start with questions for Matt and then we'll move over to Alice. Okay, any questions?
What is the chat, Alice?
Question
for Matt. Matt, what does Alice ask you?
It's usually just about her dreams.
Oh, oh no.
As in the dreams she had the night before, not hopes and dreams.
I'd like a boyfriend who's got a proper job. Yeah,
yeah. What do you do, Matt? Are you just at home? Are you working from home? What is it that you do?
I chose voluntary redundancy just before Christmas, so I've been fun employed for a few weeks.
Is that what fun employed means?
I didn't even
know. Okay. Well, he's got money, so you need to leave him alone, all right?
What did you do before that? What were you? What was your profession?
I used to work for University of London.
Oh.
I used to work for UCL. We'll chat after.
Oh, yeah. have you got any jobs?
Do you have any pets?
No, Alice has a cat.
Why are you saying no, Alice has a cat? Do you not live together?
We don't live together, no.
Oh, why are you sleeping there?
Why is she coming over? Is this on Skype?
Mate, simple solution, don't answer the call.
So how is she, is it when you spend nights at hers that she's saying that she wakes you up?
Yeah, or her at mine.
Okay, so when you spend nights at each other's, all right, got it. Do you have children? I'm just asking because I've got, you know... I've got some single friends in it. No, I'm joking. No, can I? Do you have kids? No, you don't. Otherwise, you'd be living together.
Yeah, they have a kid together, but a cat separately.
And when she does, she call you. So does she call you on the phone, or is it voice notes? I'll do voice notes.
It's face to face. It's face to face.
It's in his face.
Oh yeah, sorry, I forgot.
Matt, when Alice wakes up at 7:30, does she just wake up naturally, or is there an alarm set?
No, the alarm goes off.
So do you wake up with the alarm?
Weirdly, I sleep through the alarm.
I saw what you were going for there, and he stitched you up.
There's nothing like the sound of a partner's voice to cut through.
Matt! How long?
Wow.
Alice is right here, Clarky.
Wow.
Right, let's
get an impression.
Any questions for Alice?
Alice, what do you do?
I'm a speech therapist.
Why can't the kids sound a bit more like me? I'm so sorry, Alex.
How long have you been together?
I can't remember. About a year and a half.
And where do you live, Alice? What do you live? South, east, west, north? Because I hate south. That's why I'm asking.
Not south. Very much north.
And what about you, Matt? Do you live?
I'm wanted, so east.
Oh, that's, is it? Oh, I thought it was south.
Your right. cross-examination is like being on a French exchange. Do you have any pets? Where do you live? How many brothers or sisters do you have? Where is the library?
This is all going to make sense, I promise. This is all going to make
She's
sense.
She's playing 3D chess here. Don't you worry about that.
You watch. When I put it together, you're going to fucking faint. How good it's going to be.
First of all, question for this, Matt.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's 4D chess. All chess is famously 3D.
Great question.
How do you now feel?
We know.
Are you? Question for Matt. Are you married?
No, we're not married.
Well, question for Alice. Are you married?
No, I'm also not married.
Right. Well, then you shouldn't be showing a bed, frankly. Separate debate.
Was what that for my benefit, like? You prick?
Really? You don't think I look like a Mormon? Come on.
Those beady eyes?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we call judgment. What are the dreams like? What do the dreams tend to be about?
Is it always about dreams, Alice? Or do you just want to tell him you love him some mornings?
It's not always about dreams.
Is it sometimes like a list of things to do during the day?
Get a job.
Yeah, it can be like, what the hell are you going to do with your day? What kind of time do you think you're going to get up today?
Yeah.
But you know, that sort of lighthearted conversation.
Do you like making breakfast before you start talking to him? Or you just
absolutely
like...
not, no.
So Matt, in an ideal world, in a sort of... I was going to say an Alice free world, but that's not the ideal world. But you know what I mean? You know what I mean? In a situation where you're not being woken up, what time are you getting up ordinarily? If you were just waking up at the time you want to wake up, what time do you wake up?
If I wasn't woken up, I'd probably wake up at about 9:30.
No, that's a lie.
Yes, Alice. Go on,
Alice.
I mean, on a good day, 10, but normally...
Yes, only because he's catching up with his sleep.
After what?
That's a good point, actually. Matt, after what?
But yeah, usually it's about 11.
11. Mm. Best part of the day is gone.
And do you work every day?
Monday to Friday, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, late. Okay. All right, I thought you had a job. Okay. No, fine. Clarky's famously putting in 7-day weeks.
He's barely putting in a 7-day year.
Matt, I don't wish to sound like Alice, but are you actively looking for work?
I am, yeah.
Matt, I don't want to sound like Alice, but last night I had this dream, right?
Hopefully. Go on, Clarky, one final question.
What do you do in the evening before the sleep?
Jesus Christ.
Wait, dude.
Stop. No, but I mean, like, you pervert.
Does Alice go to bed first? Do you stay up a bit later?
No, it depends. Usually we go to the bed at the same time.
Oh, fucking give
and
me
I'd it. Stay up and read.
Nice.
And Alice
says. Do you read the job sections of newspapers? Or?
What you want to do, Matt, is start reading it out loud.
Okay, that should be enough. One final question. Tom, it better be a really good one. If you have a B day, then... So help me,
come
guys.
Come on, man.
Right, that is enough information.
Oh, I've got one final question.
I've got any... Are you a couple that are for the morning romance?
Wow. No one expected it to be that impersonal.
That is a personal. Because I know some couples who are chiefly for the morning romance.
That should be not at 7:30 on a weekday, no.
It's not a romantic time.
No.
I can't believe you accused this guy of the beady eyes. With that.
B-day eyes.
One look at you and I can't disguise. So let's Let's actually start Beef Brothers proper here. I think that should be hopefully enough information. So, without further ado, I call upon Rhys James. You have a minute to begin the case for the prosecution, and your minute starts now.
Alice, you're a disgrace. Okay? No one gives a fuck about anyone's dreams in the world. Certainly not when they wake you up. Okay? Sure, you're going off to do a lovely job all day in speech therapy, but you don't have to do it on Matt by trying to get him to speak back to you all the time. First thing in the morning. I don't know how this team are possibly going to argue the opposite here, okay? We happen to be a panel of comedians, all right? All of us, by default, have been through years of getting up late and probably being woken up by partners and being angry about it. You are a fraud if you say otherwise, Parry. But I happen to know that you are a fraud, so you will be fine with it.
Wow. Wow.
If Matt had said that, you know, he's not looking for work and he's just slobbing around, then fair enough, okay, I'd have been on Alice's side, even though I'm contractually not allowed to be.
Not allowed to be, no.
Was there a contract? There's not a fee. Anyway.
That's your time. Anyway, so... You didn't have wasted the last 15 seconds anyway. So
that was my main point, actually.
Fataha, it's your turn. You've got a minute. Now, remember, of course, you are on Alice's side. Your minute starts now.
So I agree with Alice, because what I think happens is they probably have really good sex the night before, and she blows his mind, innit? Along with other things, innit? And then so she has to wake him up to make sure he can still talk in the morning.
Bang!
I know how it works. I've been married twice, okay? So that's why. The other reason is that he's from Wanstead, and that's a rough part of London. And so they've only been together a year and a half. He could be a fucking thief, innit? You've got to wake him up. Do you know what I'm saying? Be like, listen, I know where I left my lipstick, prick. All right? Don't think about touching that. So that's my other... How long have I got? 45
seconds. No, that's fine. That's it. That's lovely.
So, can I just say, Fataha's got her notes in front of her, and it's just two words, and it says sex speech.
Oh, we got the same notes! So, how do you think it's going so far, Matt and Alice? How do you think it's going?
I think it's going well for me.
Yeah,
Alice? Yeah, I'm pretty pleased with
it. Okay, well, let's find out. Ben, you're going to conclude the case for the prosecution. You've got a minute. Starting now.
It's very stressful being unemployed, you guys. Particularly for an extended period of time. I myself have had to endure a lifetime of it so to date. So what I really want to say tonight is, has anyone got any work? Not for this guy. This guy. But seriously, Alice, you've got to give him some brain time. For him to, you know, process the night before. And also, if you, and this is scientifically proven, if you tell someone else your dreams, they forget their dreams, and dreams are a way of processing the day. And so it takes out what you were going to do with your day and puts in what they were going to do with their day. And that's probably why he's so hopelessly unemployed.
Fair enough, right.
Strong. I think Clarky might have been playing 2D chess.
Just the 1D for me.
Finally, Tom, it's your turn to conclude the case for the defence. Now, are you going to be doing it as yourself?
No, I'm going to be doing it in the style of a Deep South John Grisham defence lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
By the name of Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen. Presiding and providing. Your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. I see a lot of confused faces out there. A lot of them, they're lawyers from the big city with their big words round here.
We simple folk here, we don't know no chess. Game played by the French. Hell, chess, whatever they call it. Round here, we pebble in the hole. We pebble in a hole, we stick on a shelf. We go touch that. Well, I send the local champion a go touch there. Pleasure to see you, Hansy Jeff. 3 years on the bounce on go touch there. The local games, hell. None of that there Winter Olympics. Chucking the stone on that hard water. Listen to this story around here. That damn Matt and Alice around there. Pair of lovebirds. You love to see it. Strong future in front of them. Put me in mind, though, of that story. You all heard that story. We tell it round about. Story of that farmer up there lives on the hill by the name of Sam. Sam there went to market one day and bought himself one of them prize roosters. Rooster that went by the name of Jonathan. Jonathan! Put Jonathan out there on the side of his hill, far away from his farm. Too far. And Jonathan perished. Yep. Too far in the other day, too far away from his farm. So I guess the moral of that story is if y'all got something that you love, wakes you up in the morning, don't put it out there on the hill. Keep it close. The defense rests, y'all.
Very strong arguments from both sides there. Now, I can't make the decision myself because I'm too cut up about poor old Jonathan, the prize rooster, perished. So instead, I call upon our live Phoenix audience to make it for us. If you think Reese and Ben, and therefore Matt, is in the right, I'd like you to applaud now. But if you think Fatahert and Fanshawe made the best case, and therefore Alice is right, applaud now. A landslide. Woo. An absolute landslide. A big thanks to Matt and Alice. How do you feel about the decision?
I'm jubilant. You
should. And Matt's going to hear about it tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. Every morning for the foreseeable future.
And now the end is near. And so we face the final curtain. It's far too long, it's made of music, and it's called the Quickfire Round Jingle!
This is the Quickfire Round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why it's always quite amusing that it has a long introduction.
Ooh, I love it.
It's got a long introduction. When the round is really short. But here's the thing, that's not the case this week, 'cause we've just ordered a Chinese takeaway and it's just arrived, mate.
Ooh, a succulent Chinese meal.
It's at the door, dude. And we're both really hungry. So enjoy the quick fire round. The quick fire round.
Enough. Yes, this is the Quickfire Round, and as our show is all about curtains, I'm going to ask our players to pull things together. I'm going to give two clues. So, for example, something squirrels eat, what Santa carries his presents in. Pull both clues together to get the final answer, nutsack. That's how it works, okay? Instead of buzzers, I'd like you to shout out your first names. Tom and Fatiha?
Tom.
Fatiha. Sorry.
That's all right, no, it's okay. Ben and Reese.
I forgot.
That's Ben and Reese.
Reese.
Ben. Really good. Okay. Here we go. Jumping on one foot and a type of whiskey.
Tom.
Tom.
Hopscotch.
£1,000 and mummy.
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 Reese.
Yes.
Grandmother.
Absolutely right, yeah. A baby goat and asleep in the middle of the day.
Tom. Kidnap.
Is correct. What Winnie the Pooh eats and something that comes out at night.
Ben. Tom.
Ben.
Honey badger.
Tom.
It's a good answer. It's not the one I had on the card, but it's a good answer. It's a better answer than honeymoon, I'll say that much. I'm going to give you the point for that, Clarkie. I loved it.
Wow. No.
A pig and something you do with a flannel.
Oh, Tom.
Tom.
Hogwash.
Hogwash is correct. A jog and checking how heavy something is.
Tom.
Runway. Runway's go. You're good at this, man.
Love this. It's not fun, but it's...
No. It's good brain gym for you, though, isn't it? Yeah. Something you wash in and something you wash in.
Reese, honey badger.
Is the correct answer. Is the correct answer. What you shake to greet someone and the end of your shirt sleeves.
Ben.
Hand sleeve.
Oh, Reese.
Handcuff.
Handcuff
is correct. Where you might find a pea and what you do with a net.
Tom. Podcast.
Is correct! That is...
Come on.
So that is the end of the round and the end of the game. So before we find out the final scores, Reese and Fatter, anything to plug? Where can people find you?
No.
No? Okay, fair enough.
No.
Okay. Thanks to our guests. Thanks to all of you guys for watching. As always, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/pappiesflatshare. There's loads of bonus stuff over there. If you're a fan of the podcast and you want to give us a donation to keep the main feed free, it's a great way to do it. We get some cash, you get a weekly bonus episode, discounts on live shows, and a shout out on the pod eventually. I know some people have joined and we haven't done it, but we are, you know, we're in May of 2019, so we're going to get there eventually to you guys. Leave us a review on iTunes or tweet recommending the podcast to all of your friends. So, producer Emma, this is what we're excited about now. What are the final scores?
Fatiha just whispered to me, I think we've won.
If we don't, I just let you know my dad is at the door. So I'm just letting you fuckers know right now.
Okay.
How many points is he worth? I'm a bit scared. Okay, so the honey badgers have 11. And Tom and Fatia have 8.
So, Tom and Fatty have to draw the curtains whilst Ben and Reese get to peek behind them. Spoiler alert, curtain twitchers, I'm on the other side, start nude. Thanks to our guests, Reese James and Fatty El Ghori. We've been Patties. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown. Patties, Flatshare Slamdown, featuring Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry. Special guests, Fatty El Ghori and Reese James. It was advised by Patties and Ben Walker. Technical expertise by Emma Caution. We helped the Green say this. Produced by Emma Caution. Big thanks to everybody who came down to the Phoenix, to all the wonderful folks who came to see the show, and to you at home for listening. Thanks for watching, Stavros, a singing production for ACAST and Internet Cheese. Bye!
Well, there you go. What a delightful episode.
What a delightful episode, yeah. And if you want to be involved in the delight that is coming to a live Flat Slam record, there's tonight at the Phoenix. That is the 5th of April with Darren Harriott and Amy Gledhill. And there are the two shows, the Saturday and the Sunday, at Macuntleth Comedy Festival in Wales. Get along to those shows, please.
Otherwise, thanks for listening. Recommend us to your friends. Join the Patreon. Have a good time. And we'll see you very soon. Today's episode was produced by Emma Caution.
Caution team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Please be upstanding for today's Patreon Neighbourhood Watch Roll Call. Well. If it isn't our old friends.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, here well, he is. Well.
Well,
yes, well. Our, well, when was the last time we were all in the same room, eh? It must have been a long time ago when I was eating a cucumber.
That's it. That was it, wasn't it? Yeah.
That's right. With my old friend Gary Juniper.
Yes. Now, when was the last time we were all in the same room? It must have been. Now, I remember you were obviously munching away on a cucumber. I think I was playing a game of rounders with my dear friend Bettina Saunders.
Well,
I remember we were all in a room together and there were cucumbers everywhere. Everyone munching away, something fearsome. Yeah. And, of course, my good friend was there, Kiefer Pearson.
Kiefer. We were all there, the cucumbers, the game of rounders. What a day it was. We were next to a pub called the Clarendon. It's a pub in Wolverhampton. And I was there with Lee Wolfenden.
We were in that pub, though. I mean, I remember it was 2-for-1 on cucumbers in the pub. We all had a cucumber, of course we did. And you know what? I had a couple of bevvies. I certainly remember you had a couple of bevvies, Parry. I think even Clarkie had a bevvy.
Oh, yeah.
And they were all paid for by the very kind Marianne Levy.
Oh, I remember. We were in the pub. Cucumbers, bevvies,
cucumbers
the lot.
Cucumbers to the wind.
We all started ordering pork scratchings. And sadly, they were abysmal.
Oh, dear.
I tell you who threw up. Justin Chisnell.
Oh, Justin.
Well, we abandoned the pork scratchings, so I ordered some scampi fries. These taste a bit better. Why don't you try some? I said to my cucumber munching colleague, Dean Bryson.
I remember that. I remember the look on his face as he chucked the cucumber to one side. Honestly, he was grinning from ear to ear. I said, you know, if you're enjoying that, you should try some of this halloumi.
Hello me.
To my halloumi munching friend Naomi.
I tell you who else was there. Daryl Webster.
That? Oh, Daryl Webster was there. Oh, good was lad. There. Good
hello
lad.
You. Well, I went to the toilet and people were watching me go. I turned around to them and said, "Ogle me." Why don't you try looking at David Ogilvy?
Lovely. Oh, I remember that. You know, you spent so long at the urinal. It was absolutely brimming. It really was. It was absolutely brimming. We had to get a plunger and plunge the lot out. And you know who held that plunger aloft above her head and screamed, "By the power of Grayskull, I have the power." It was, of course, Laura Simmons.
Yes. Oh, it was absolute scenes.
It was
I remember
scenes,
someone believe. taking photos. I was like, save this, Tom Davis.
And he did.
He always saved it.
Of course he did.
I did find the idea of taking pictures of toilet activities a little bit vulgar, which is why I had to remove the phone of the pervert Sarah Bulger.
I remember she was very upset that you removed her phone. In fact, she wrote a letter to the council, and I was one of the council workers who had to read those angry missives. As was my dear co-worker, Connor Griffiths.
Well, all in all,
oh, God.
To round up, the night was absolute heaven, and I ended up going home with Aj Bevan.
Oh, whoa. Well, you know what? I think we
AJ or Aj? I don't know.
Or Aj or AJ, we don't know. Listen.
You could have found that out before you went home with them.
That's a good point. Listen, I know I'm going to go home with you, but I've only seen your name written down.
an awkward morning after. I mean, I'm so glad you bought the name tag, but still.
I had you great time.
How can Edge help you? So anyway, all we've established is that it has been a long time since we were last in the same room. And I tell you what, let's leave it a long time since we were in the same room.
For a very good reason.
For a good reason.
That concludes today's Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call.
Edge. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.